all of our nieces, nephews, and non-binary familials. I'm your Auntie Ruth.
And I'm your Auntie Gina.
And we're
You're weird.
You're weird.
And
yay!
The show where we take a look at current pop culture and talk about how it connects to past trends and fads.
Yeah.
Right, because we're old and we have enough chronicled. Where all we can talk about is past trends and fads because that's where we lived.
We have opinions.
We have opinions, and they are weird. that's for sure.
They're valid to us.
Yeah. But so excited.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
So, what did we watch, girl? So the other thing, too, is that we've been trying to get together for ages and ages.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for the Mia Goth trilogy to complete.
Yeah.
She is our queen.
Yes, very much.
So we are waiting for that. We've been waiting for a while, but we will get to her. I think back when Summertime Sadness returns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe.
It'll be just in time for summertime. Okay. But anyway, so what have we watched this time, though?
Okay, so this time we watched the 2000 classic The Cell, starring Jennifer Lopez, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Vince Vaughn.
Yes. The power, the Vincent to the second power.
Yes.
That's how you know. That's how you know when you got two Vinnies on set.
It's
gonna get wild. It's gonna get wild. It's gonna get hot.
Vinny.
Oh my god. The amount, and not only that, but this is a strongly Catholic cast.
Yes.
Catholics on set.
Yes.
But, I don't know if that's important.
Well,
but,
there is punishment. There is some religious symbolism at the end.
Oh, babe, I can't wait to get into this movie. So the reason we were talking about it is because I was kind of, I've been wanting to do the fall, honestly, just to talk about Lee Pace. And one of my favorite people in movies of all time, Aiko Ishioki, I hope I'm saying that right, but she was the costume designer we've talked about
yes.
her before.
Yes.
And she is in all three of these films, so mm-hmm. I was happy to cover any of them. But, we were trying to determine, a movie to watch, and you were like, let's do something 90s. Let's do something fun.
I wanted to do a 90s. I don't know. I was feeling, like, really cozy in 90s last night. Like, I wanted to watch some stupid fucking... I had a craving to watch Showgirls, and I was like, wait, we already did that.
Right.
But I needed something comfy 90s, like, well, the year 2000, this is probably filmed in 99, so I would count it.
Right. And it's definitely, it is a transition vibe.
Yes. Because
you can see where things are headed.
Mm-hmm.
Because J-Lo immediately, even though it wasn't credited, her ass was, in fact, the co-star of this film right away, because she was like, I'm in my work shirt. But I got home from work. She's a child psychologist.
Yes.
I got home from work. Of course, I work in this billion-dollar lab treating only one very special patient.
A billionaire's child, though.
Right. So we have, like, essentially, like, a Elon Musk child who is shut in. And if you remember, there were a slew of, like, virtual reality type thrillers. But the thing of it is that... The only thing that I need out of this movie, and the director again is Tarsem Singh,
mm-hmm.
and what's okay? The point is that we just needed a way to how can we get into somebody's head and look at it. That's the vehicle. This is the whole thing is developed where how can I watch the interior of someone's head,
right?
And you know, they said there's about 25 minutes describing why, how, whatever.
It doesn't matter. We don't care.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
I'm not looking for the science behind this. I just want to get to the fucking...
Not.
I want to get inside Vincenzo's head.
Here's the other thing. So, immediately when we talked about this movie, what I was thinking of Tarsem Singh, and he also did, like, Losing My Religion video.
Yes.
And when you see his style, mm-hmm. like, immediately, it's so, like, signature, because it's this sort of surrealist, mm-hmm. Almost like, that sort of, like, 2D iconographic, like, iconographic, you know, a wild... You can literally spend 3.5 hours on 1 second of film.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just absolutely loaded. And it made me think of the film The Color of Pomegranates, which is...
Never seen it.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Let me tell you where it pulls in, because it is... also, it's from the 70s. It's about an Armenian poet. And it's entirely surrealistic... Like, barely any dialogue. Just, honestly, it feels like maybe somebody put, like, ayahuasca or, like, a really strong... And then you're like, what happened? And then that you've arrived here. And what's funny is that I was like... And I remember that Lady Gaga's video for 911 was inspired by The Color of Pomegranates. Baby, you know who did that video?
Tarsem.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, he's been on this. He's been on this, right?
From the start. Like,
right. And the thing of it is that if I can appreciate anything, it's somebody who, like, has an obsession, a little hyperfixation going.
Yes.
And keeps it up their whole fucking life.
Yes.
So that's where we are. That's the movie I came to see. Like, the rest of the mechanics of the movie, the plot of it, not necessary.
Who cares? I don't care.
Thank you. Agreed. So I feel like that there are people, because it had mixed reviews,
yeah.
the people who love this movie will fight you for
yeah.
it. And it is, oh, it still haunts me. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. I just wanted to bring up the whole, like, oh, he's been on it.
Oh.
He's been on it. Yeah.
I mean, because I've seen The Fall. I watched it when it first came out. And that movie was so... I had such a fucking boner for Lee Pace.
Shocking.
Oh, my God. So beautiful. But yeah.
We knew, that's the thing. As soon as Lee Pace came, it's a good point. Lee Pace, Vincent D'Onofrio. Here's the other thing, is talk about somebody where screen presence.
Mm-hmm.
If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, when I tell you they eat up the screen, girl.
Vincent D'Onofrio has no choice. He does that in everything that he's in, always. I was obsessed with Criminal Intent. Like, I only watched it for him.
Well, I used to call him Vincent Get Off Rio because of that. Because I was like, the same thing. He is a monster.
Yes.
He is a monster.
Yes.
He is a bottomless pool. Like, and... That's the other thing, is because, and this movie is so great about it, and of course, like, when he was in, I'm trying to think, the Kubrick film, but...
Oh, Full Metal Jacket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for somebody to have the capacity to be so tender and vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time, be, like... absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're like, which again is the crux of this film, because you meet people like this all the time where, you know, soy toxica, right?
Yeah.
Like, right? There ain't no other way to put it. Like, it's not that I don't feel for you. I do, you know?
Yeah.
You have, so how is Vincent, our first Vincent, he is the villain of the piece.
I mean.
Right. I mean, not to us. You're like, he'd be a villain if he doesn't stomp on my neck. Say no more.
Let me get in that head.
Ooh, I don't want to. I don't even want. I am literally like wiping the steam off the glass of your head right now. Like. Oh, this just scandalized. I don't even want to think about it.
Vincent D'Onofrio 23 years ago.
Babe.
Yes.
Babe. I mean, Adventures in Babysitting, we didn't stand a chance. Oh. Like, he was imprinted. He was imprinted on our psychosexual psyche. Like, done.
Yes.
Done. Done. Oh, this man. And I love it, you know, because he just keeps getting an audience, you know, yeah. And it's like, it depends on like what part of his career they're like, oh, like he was the best like villain in Daredevil or whatever, or, you know, watch Sugar Water. Maybe you have your Men in Black D'Onofrio moment, you know, or your Criminal Intent, but like the worst possible case of Vincent D'Onofrio disease is when he shows up as Thor, and just, you know, stomps right through. Woo! But he's a troubled, he's a troubled young man in this film.
He, is that a wig? I just.
Girl, it has to be. He cannot grow straight hair like that. Not a chance. No,
it's really ugly. I think they like tried to ugly him so that you would like maybe not find him as attractive. Like, oh.
But sorry.
It didn't help.
It didn't work.
No.
Well, you know what's funny is because it made me think of, it wasn't very much longer when my other favorite villain, Anton, and I can't ever say his name, but yes. No.
Oh.
No. From No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yes. Same hair.
Same hair. So I was like, I'm not sure what it is about the bowl cut that really communicates unhinged. Unhinged. Like, oh, that's wholesome. You know, who doesn't like a bowl cut? I was like, well, first of all, nobody. So that's your first clue. I was like, that's only men. Only other men would be like, oh, that's really scary, man, to see like a little kid's haircut on a grown man. I was like, no, we look.
Not really. Which manner? I mean, so yeah, like he kidnaps, the plot supposedly is that he kidnaps women and keeps them in this like box, this like before the show you. He keeps her trapped in a box, but then, like, slowly drowns them over 40 hours. And then turns, like, basically bleaches them and then turns them into dolls, right? So there's a scene where, like, you see into his basement and he has, like, all this doll art. And I'm like, I guess this was creepy in 2000, but literally, bitch, this is what my spare bedroom looks like.
No, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, it's
I've got that same bullshit in my, and it's like, oh, okay. What's scary?
Mm-hmm. It's not.
I guess, like.
Well, and that's why this is a different experience for us. It is in, and it's like, you know, what I love, and I promise this is worth it, but. You know, like, during, when they had that TikTok Senate committee hearing, and they were like, every time I open it up, It's like a young, tender man in a dress shaking his behind in the screen. I was like, sir, okay.
There's an algorithm.
Babe!
First of all.
And you're telling on yourself because my algorithm is, like you mentioned, horror drag.
Yeah.
Like creepy ass cosplay, people doing like stop caption, like, or stop motion art that's like based on a Giger painting,
and then puppies, and then 90s runway shows.
Okay, yeah, and you really did, you flushed it all out because that's in fact 100% what it is. And anytime there's a interspecies friendship, it's getting on there.
Yeah.
It's getting right on there. What, a chicken and a monkey? Stop.
I've never.
No. Tell me more.
Can I tell you, I've never loved birds before TikTok.
I haven't either.
I was never.
Changed my life.
I was never a bird lady. In fact, I hated bird ladies. But, I mean, am I one now?
We
maybe.
Are bird ladies.
I don't know. A crow left a fucking tampon case outside. I think I told you this. I went outside yesterday.
No.
Yes, there's a little tampon applicator outside my window. And you can't get it back there unless you're a little crow. I know it left me a gift. And they'll tap on my roof.
Okay. When I tell you that anytime I see what I believe to be a crow, mm-hmm. It could be a raven, a grackle. I don't know. I'm not an ornithologist.
Well, if it was a raven.
Right. Because that bitch is like, nevermore!
It ain't bringing you a tampon applicator. It's bringing you death.
It's bringing you nightmares. Okay. So, sorry. Before we talk about the FYP. is that... I think the beauty of this film is that it uses that same language where it's like like when you're doing like this sort of like surrealist imagery is that there is no language barrier and you're able to get at really deep psychological concepts without having 25 minutes of exposition. You just need 5 seconds.
Yep.
And here's a really good example of that. So, like, there was two costume designers on the set, and we've talked about it before, but she started out as a graphic artist and then was able to really, like, conceptually and fashion-wise, like, the... call-outs artistically here, there is so much Japanese kink.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to me because I feel like this, and like even with the sets, there's like Francis Bacon, Damien Hirst, like just these really, all these really sort of dark, surrealistic. But I think what's so interesting about her choice with this, with a lot of it is bondage, a lot of it is S&M, and with the duel of the Japanese kink and to have what we learn is religious trauma, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer Lopez sort of like this, the Catholic imagery that appears later.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something really powerful about that. But... the other thing is that I think that what this movie suffers, though, is that there's about 500 too many characters.
A bit of Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn being one of them, in my opinion. I could have done without him.
Yeah. I'm not even... because they have another FBI agent there who is... ends up being the lead from... I think it's A Day of the Dead. Like the best zombie movie of the era. Do you remember when they went to the mall? Yeah, he was the lead in that movie. But he was like Vince Vaughn's partner in the cell.
Yeah. I don't understand why he was... and this is what I mean by that time period. Also, is like... there's a point in the movie where she where Vincent D'Onofrio's mind basically takes her over, and he, mm-hmm. like, it's not supposed to happen, but he does, like, he keeps her prisoner in there. And for whatever fucking reason, Vince Vaughn has to go in there and, like, save her from, right. I'm like, why? Why did we have to do that?
Yeah, and plus, like, he, first of all, he's immediately overtaken.
Yeah.
A medieval torture device.
Yeah.
But it is, and I do think there is something at the, well, the only thing that's ever going to get a woman out of a jam is a man to protect her. Ugh. And I was like, from other men, man? No. That's my point. It's all you. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Like, Jesus. You know, I was like, you got to be protected. Yeah, from you. From you, it's all, it's you. You're the problem, you know?
I hated it. I hated that part. I'm like, could we just not? And then, like, he has to keep saying, you know, this. Well, the thing I did like about it is how, like, he kept saying, this isn't real. And then Vincent D'Onofrio was just, like, fucking making fun of him the whole time.
Yeah. I do love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing about Vince Vaughn is, in this film, too, is that, like, because it does sort of examine masculinity. And in this way, like, I think they are trying to be like, but look at the good guys. Look at the good guys over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, they so useless. Again, so useless.
Pointless. The good guys were the fucking sleep techs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it was... If anything, it just overcomplicated things. Like, you know, it only, like, becomes clearer to me over time. Like, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that never made sense to me as a kid. Because, you know, I'm just like, well, if you're trying to be good, why in the world? You're not supposed to be good then? But it's like, because I think that a lot of... you know, when we're sort of, like, mapping out, like, our new world and what our value system is that there are these, like, clumsy attempts made in movies where it's like, yeah, no, I get it, man. Like, sure, men, we're the power structure, we're the bad guy, but look, we could also be the good guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, okay, that's not really helping.
Right.
Like, I appreciate it, but, like... you know, or you could just get your boot off our neck. Like, that would help me, for example. But, and not to say, like, it's wild to me now because, you know, we're still in this negotiation phase, you know, where younger people are, you know, they're talking about, like, making drag shows illegal and all this other stuff. Yeah. It's like the toothpaste is out of the, toothpaste holder. Tube, babe. Tube. I was like, what's that word? It's gone. I was like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? And it's like, they're passing all these bills to make sure that, like,
yeah.
Well, we want to protect women's sports. I was like, from what? For who? For why?
But TikTok. We need to go on there.
I think, too, when we talked about this with Dune, is that... I think that this movie probably suffered from somebody in at the studio.
Oh.
That was like, why are they doing this? What's the motivation? Why would you spend billions of dollars to find one person? Like, is there a time crunch?
And is that like, the reason for Vince Vaughn?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I think that it's the same time you see a movie like Dune, where you're like, why is there so much exposition? It's like, because this movie, I feel like 30% of it could be just junked immediately.
Yeah, agree. Oh, yeah. No, I was going to talk about the little boy. So, I think, like, when she actually gets into when J-Lo, Catherine, I don't want to be rude. I wonder if she hates that. I bet she's just gotten so used to it, but like I mean, nobody ever calls her Jennifer Lopez. It's always been J-Lo for... But anyways, whatever. So whenever Catherine goes into Carl's mind, like, she automatically gets to the little boy inside of his head. And I think that, like, she is able to get to the vulnerability of him, and that's what she wants, is to get to the root of it. Because she's been working with that little boy... who's nonverbal.
Yes.
And, trying to get to help him. And, you know, he's very reluctant when she's in his mind. But then, like, whenever she's in Carl's mind, he's just so relieved, I feel like, to find her. Like, oh my God. You know, instant trust. And he, child Carl, tries to protect her from adult Carl in there. And it's so sweet, and it's so sad. And then you find out, like, what happened to him. And, you know, okay, yeah, it goes on to, like, why he does what he does with the drownings and stuff. But, I mean, when he, like, takes her to all these places and he wants to show and share his trauma with her, it's like, you know, he really wanted that mother figure to help him out the whole time. And when his dad, there's that scene where they're in the kitchen, I think, and he breaks the plate, and then his dad, like, is like, that's not your mother. That woman there's not your mother. She's not going to help you. Not Catherine, not Jennifer Lopez, this other woman, right? She's not going to save you. And so he's looking for that mother figure. And I think it definitely goes along with the Mother Mary at the end of the movie. Jennifer Lopez is, you know, his savior. But I think it's interesting how he's more open to getting help, to being saved, because he doesn't like this other part of himself that's taken him over because that trauma. And he's like, this is everything that's happened to me. Help me. Please help me. And he's like, can I go with you? Can you, you know, please? And she's just like, no. That's not how this works. It's so sad. And then, like, the one part I couldn't handle, I had to bring up is, I mean, why does Carl have to sing Mersey Dotes? Why, before he goes into the coma, I'm like, why? And then I think when he's also in his brain, he's, like, singing Mersey Dotes. And that...
What word are you saying right now?
Mersey Dotes. Mersey Dotes. You know the song?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
It's the one where it's like, Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey. Okay. Ickiddly Divey Doo. Okay. Here's my problem with that. We all know that that's Leland Palmer's song. And when you're saying maybe the studio had something to do with fucking Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Why'd they have to give him that to make him look crazier? Why is Mersey Dotes the crazy song?
I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of Twin Peaks energy in here.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. For sure. Even the image of that, of the washed out corpse.
Laura Palmer.
100%. Yeah. And there, that was another thing about, that I thought about when I was watching this film is that, like, again, having a little bit of distance from it, is there was this real, we've talked about this covering thrillers from that. What doesn't really exist very much anymore is the sex thriller that was huge in the.
Miss it. Love it.
I know. I mean, talk about like capital C cunt. I mean,
that's what I was wanting. That's what I'm missing is a good 90s sexual thriller.
Right. Yeah. And But there is that weird sort of like, yeah, the this the very uncomfortable place. The surrealists really like it too, with the sexy dead girl vibe. Mm-hmm. And I don't love it so much, but I get it, and I get why it's really like visually. But that sort of, I mean, but like, you can, it has been in art forever. And like, talking about TikTok, the TikTok of, for example, why they want more female morticians is one you don't really recover from quickly. Didn't like hearing about that. But they were like, yeah, they are really hoping to get more women in farming and in more. And I was like, why exactly? If you had to put it in one word or less, do you want less men around your animals and dead girls?
But this movie turns it around.
Yes, it does, babes.
Yes, it does.
It really does. I love the fact that what this it vehicle allowed, what this movie allowed for, was that really healing moment where it's mm-hmm. like, I know how I got here, J-Lo. You know, with Carl, the bad guy,
yeah,
is essentially like communicating to J-Lo in his dream.
Yeah.
He's like, I've thought about it and I know how I got here. Like, and I'm showing you the evidence, the visual trail. I'm showing you, right? Yeah. I'm showing you my Pornhub preferences. So, like, we all know how we arrived here, but he was like, but let me tell you, like, this is the original sin. Like, this is the wound, right?
Right.
And, that is the answer to all of this, right? I think mm-hmm. is what you're putting forward, which yeah. is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Which is like, we need to heal.
Yes.
We need to heal. Talk about it. Like, just like, be able to do that. All of these things that are causing you to be less of a person than you would like to be. Like, talk about it with somebody you can trust. Honestly, a professional that's trained is ideal.
Yes.
Long story short, watch The Cell if you haven't yet. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it, look, like we're telling you, obviously, there's some things that are embarrassing about it. You know, like, it's awkward, it's of its time, like, but where it wins big. Okay, so, anyway, long story short, watch The Cell if you haven't yet.
I mean, even if you don't, like, for the sheer, like, cinematography.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it, look, like we're telling you, obviously, there's some things that are embarrassing about it.
Yeah. You know,
like, it's awkward, it's of its time.
It
like,
is.
But where it wins big.
Agree.
So, what we like to do, because we're hip, we're with it, we've got our fingers on the pulse, is that we like
to dead body. Oh.
Ain't it the truth, Ruth? So, yeah. I was like, oh, that's very Laura Palmer. That's very 3 years ago, Tarsum. I'm just kidding. Oh, we've seen the bleached corpse look before. That was very spring of 88. Thanks.
Oh, Mirzy Doats.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean now, and what I'm sorry.
This is not a regional accent that I'm doing like you think that I always do anyways. It is a song.
No, right. Okay, if I, look, Petula Clark had a huge hit, and she,
Oh, did she?
She did. Do you know where it was?
What?
When you're alone, you know, there's a place you can go. Where is it? Ruth, tell me with your non-regional accent.
Downtown.
That's right, babe. Yeah, I'm making it up. Downtown, where it's nice and round, and the city's brown, and we're all in green. Oh, I'm gonna die.
Okay. Mercy Dokes.
Okay, yeah. You're right. I am wrong. I'll take the hit on
Thank
that one.
Thank you.
But, so we like to put a playlist.
Me too.
We put a, yeah, this is really your strength, obviously.
Oh, well,
You put it together, baby.
Don't blame me for this.
But, so, for our playlist, what do you want to go first? Or
no, you go first.
Okay. So, honestly, I wanted to just do all Depeche Mode, but I didn't.
Ooh.
I held back.
Why?
Okay. But, In Your Room.
Okay.
Hanging on your breath. Feel it with your skin. But it makes sense. And I'm going to throw... I'm putting 911 by Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I am. Because it... I have to. As a tribute to everybody involved. And it works. Honestly, it kind of works.
It does.
And... Okay, now this is... This is where I'm...
Are you going to pull a me and do a weird
I am.
One? Okay.
I am.
Okay, because I didn't do that to you this time, but okay.
Okay.
What is that?
In Dreams by Roy Orbison.
Oh, that's not weird. Oh,
it is a little strange in this context.
Candy Color Clone, they call the Sandman.
It, but it's really dark. It's weirdly dark.
Talk about Lynch. Talk about Lynch.
I never even thought about that. Oh, my gosh. See, that's what I mean. It's all so weirdly tangled up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He knew, Lynch knew how, like, Roy Orbison was a little something different.
Oh, he always knows everything.
He does, right?
Please. My choices...
yeah, please.
...were not... I mean... Okay, so the first one I picked was...
What? the anticipation. Okay.
There is nothing. You're so good.
No.
Okay, yeah. So mine, the first one I chose was Body Snatchers by Radiohead.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Good one.
I mean, nobody really likes that album, but I don't know why. It's a really good album.
Hills it is. Why wouldn't it? That's weird. Agreed.
I think it just wasn't commercially loved, but, like, that song is good. Okay. Then the second one I chose was, are you into Japanese breakfast? Like, I love Japanese breakfast. She's really cute. Okay. So, she's making a movie. So, I chose this song called Posing in Bondage.
Girl! I mean...
The title alone.
Say no more. Say no more.
Yeah. And then the third song I chose, I had to bring it on back, was The Drowning Man by The Cure.
Yeah, I almost did Lullaby again by The Cure, but I did it before.
Can we do Bela Lugosi's Dead too, then?
You know what? That's where you get me. Like, the equivalent of your downtown is me with Undead, okay? I get it, but it is a good song.
It is. I will never argue that.
It's a good song. It's not my fault it's such a bop.
It was in one of the best movies ever made that we should probably cover, The Hunger.
I don't know.
How have we never done the song? I don't know.
Okay, we'll get there.
We're tiptoeing around things.
Yeah, we'll get to it, babe.
Yeah, in 4 months.
That's okay. Well, the thing of it is that we do have legitimately, I work a night shift.
And I work a day shift.
Yeah, no, that's the truth of it, so. And I also hate her.
She's not joking.
That's not true. I'm sorry. Flames at the sides of my face. Just the thought of it. The thought of it. Flames.
I'm only laughing to, like, cut the tension here. Watch the movie.
Yes.
Even if it's slightly cringe sometimes, just keep watching.
It's worth it.
No.
It is there. Yeah. The payoff is there.
It is. Except for the when Vince Vaughn comes back again to do his bullshit with the whatever, calling the people to find the manufacturer of such and such. Just keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Honestly, I am being absolutely truthful. Mm. I didn't even watch the Vince Vaughn parts. I knew this.
Good for you. I sat through all of it. Story.
I saw the story and I was like, ah, oh, boring. Boring.
It's awful.
I was
and
like,
why,
I need the
why did they try to cover up J-Lo at the end with that awful Afghan poncho? Why are you trying to make her look slightly dowdy? Thank God they did not end up together in the end. That's all I have to say.
That's what's so weird, I think, too, is that I remember watching that at the... I remember thinking at the time, like, I don't know why they're setting this up as a meet cute.
Ugh.
Because it is... And I do appreciate Vincent Vaughn. Why do we keep saying Vincent Vaughn?
I don't know.
That he was just like... Yeah, this could be an opportunity to trauma bond, but I'm going to say no. And I respect him for that.
I'm really glad. I think she was picking it up. I mean, she took the dog. She got she got Carl's little baby dog. I don't know why we didn't even mention that he has the cutest dog ever. The sweetest baby. That poor dog.
I know.
She got the best part of the thing out of the whole deal. Why does she need Vincent Vaughn?
Well, and that's the thing, because I think that at the end of the movie, this is so funny that, but yeah, they're trying to communicate to us, like, oh, he realizes, like, she's in too deep, she's too much, like, she wants to see the house, what a creep, and I was like, yeah, what a creep for wanting to work through a traumatic experience, you know, like.
He just did it?
Yeah, I was like. Because I was like, it's so much better to, right, to pretend it didn't happen and, like, act like a hard ass about it. Like, whatever. Yeah. But at least they spared us
the
indignity of that.
Yes. I think that he won out in the end.
I think he had to, I think he fought for that.
I think so, too.
I also, when I was doing, like, I say research for the pod, but what I mean is looking at IMDb, and it looks like he's working in the process of working on another horror, either film or series, and I will be all over it.
Me too. I didn't know about that.
All over it. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear
that. He hasn't done much.
Yeah, he really has it. Like, he did. I honestly think, I really do think that we're, again, this is not based in any real-time knowledge. This is just something that, but I honestly think he has that same sort of artist temperament that Lynch has, or, like, people like that, where they're like, I just want to make shit, and I don't want to have to, like, bargain with people who are worried about making money.
Right.
And I think that it's like this chore where you're so creative. You understand that it's a concern. It's not like you're not like an idiot about it. But like, you know, when you interfere with people, you know what I mean? It's like discouraging. But hopefully he'll. What I think, like, the lesson that needs to be learned, again, like the power politics, but like, you know, it's okay to just give sometimes, like, you can give somebody, like, money and let them see how it turns out.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, you can have somebody there to make sure that they're not, like, doing some weird magnum opus type stuff where it takes 3 years and...
Okay, but you're literally talking about Eraserhead.
I know.
It all comes back.
I know. I get it, you know, because again, as somebody who's also mentally ill, I get it, where I'm like, if you can just let me hyperfixate on something for an endless amount of time and I'll spend every penny the studio has, I get it. I get why they would want somebody on the other end that's like, we're not going to turn the third floor into an aquarium. Like, oh my God. But I do, like, at the same time, when I tell you I would eat it up, like,
yes.
If you honestly just let somebody go and really just, you know, gave them a ton of money and was like, no, please horrify us. Mm-hmm. I will watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to the Nemea Goth movie.
100%. God, I love her so much. Anyway, me too. We'll save it. It's you. All right. Well, wait. What's the story, Morning Glory? Okay. So with that, I want to thank everyone, and I mean all 14 of you.
14?
I know, you're right.
That's being generous.
I know, sorry. But I swear to God, I love you 14 people with my entire soul.
And I also love you 4 people with my entire soul.
Look. I mean, I don't need a lot. I don't need a lot of love. I'll take a lot from a little. So thanks for listening. You can get in touch with us. We're everywhere. Your weird aunts. There's a little.
Everywhere.
You're gonna know it when you see it.
Twitter were something weird though. Twitter were.
Yeah, your weird aunties.
Yeah.
And that I'm supposed to be. Well, you know what? Don't worry about what I'm supposed to do. How about that? How about you mind your fucking business?
Yeah. Well, I'll help you. I'll be your J-Lo on Instagram.
Thank you. And I'll be the demon monster. Stop it, stop.
Ignoring you on Twitter.
stop. You're right, mother never loved you. So with that, we'll work something up. We'll get our mentally ill asses together and we'll see you again.
Yes. And I'm your Auntie Ruth.
I'm your Auntie Gina.
And we're
your weird.